Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Here we go with the Plan B Morning Show. That rhymed. All right, let's do it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always.
God, you're weird.
What? You're weird. You're weird. Your brain has the shell on it. as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great products. You make sure you're stocked up before the big weekend here, because otherwise you're going to be thirsty at halftime and you're going to be pissed.
Yeah. I feel like there's something going on this weekend. I can't put my finger on it. We'll just talk about swimming then, I guess.
Okay, so that sounds good.
Swimming.
Yeah, good enough.
Tonight, Michael Phelps has been eating calories lately. No, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the big damn game happening on Sunday.
The big damn game. That big-ass, damn-ass game.
Any damn bait for that damn game? If everything goes according to plan this weekend, there will be 25,000 fans in the stands at the big game.
Wow.
The Tom Brady Invitational. Yep. 25,000 fans. The NFL is figuring out a way to make sure everyone has a mask and gets some hand sanitizer when they enter the stadium. Among those 25,000 fans in attendance, there will be 7,500 healthcare workers who are given free tickets by the NFL and 30,000 cardboard cutouts sitting in the seats. It's pretty cool. I'm glad that they did that. You know, our healthcare workers, man, woof. This past year have done some amazing things, and I think that's the least American can do to try to repay those health workers. So
thank you.
More on the big game. The mayor of Tampa Bay, Jane Caster is her name. She joked that if Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, she'll rename the city in his honor. Tampa Bay. Could become Tampa Bay. So stay tuned. I don't know if she's being serious.
I mean,
there's no way.
For a day. I mean, they could
maybe
do that
a day?
For a day. Yeah, they'll probably do something like that. Obviously, you can't just rename a city like that, but I could see her doing it like, oh, today, welcome to Tampa Bay. Like, I could see
Tampa Bay for sure. Isn't that crazy? You go to a city and you're there for not even really a year, or maybe a little over a year. And they're about to rename the city.
Here's
craziness. Dude.
Here's the bad part. I want Tampa Bay to enjoy this, because I know Brady's not done yet. All right. Even if he loses, he's probably not going to retire. But Tampa Bay is going to have a few good years. And then when Tom does retire and everyone else leaves, they're just going to be just gutted. They're going to be absolutely gutted.
Back to work, right?
And back to the terrible team that they were before
they're kind of all there. They're kind of all in right now. You know, there's no rebuilding or you know.
And which, by the way, if you're a Tampa Bay fan, just tone it down a little bit. I'm going to say this because
why?
There's been some fans that have come in that have been very vocal.
What's wrong with that? They haven't been in the Super Bowl in like.
Yeah, but the way they're talking.
They haven't even made the playoffs since 2003. They got something to be happy about, bro.
The way they're talking is that it's like Tampa Bay's always been this good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you can't be like that.
Exactly. They're running their mouths just a tad. I'm not saying don't enjoy it, but when you start coming at it with like, oh, yeah, this is Tampa Bay's time. We own this. It's like, I calm down. You guys were garbage the year before. Just relax a little bit. Tone it down. Yeah.
I got a quote somebody sent me. I want to read this on sports. Listen to this. What the F are you crying for? We're not done yet. And on the bottom it says, quoted by Tom Brady to one of his teammates after the NFC Championship.
Oh, what a nice guy. Sounds like a real winner.
What the F are you crying for? We're not done yet. It sounds like a champion to me. That's what it sounds like.
What a nice leader they have in the locker room. Are you crying, you little bitch? Huh? You crying, you little baby?
No, he's saying stop crying. We're not done yet. Let's go. Yeah. The guy was probably crying because he was so happy.
Yeah.
Yep. They finally made it to the Super Bowl.
You know, Tom's probably the kind of guy that takes candy from babies. What a real jerk. What a jerk. Oh, you crying, like you little baby? You little baby?
You're like the only hater left, and you have the power of radio. It's terrible. I'm glad I'm here to counteract this, because nobody's on board with you anymore.
There's only one state.
What? Go ahead.
One state that's cheering for Tom Brady, and that's Florida. That's it. Everyone else wants the Chiefs to win, and then Wisconsin is still salty about the loss. That's how it works.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what you think in your brain. I've heard from multiple people. They're like, you know, I'm not. I'm not a Tom Brady fan, but damn. Come on, guys. Well, here, I can't deny it.
I'll prove you wrong right here. I got Tom Brady reading mean tweets about himself. You want me to play it for you? It's pretty funny.
Tom Brady seems like the kind of man who doesn't know how to use a wrench. It's kind of true. Can we be real for a moment? Is there really anyone you'd rather see dropped in a vat of rendered bacon fat than Tom Brady? Tom Brady, you suck booty. You ugly. You suck. You throw like a fat lady with a flabby arm and a little girl butt face. Hashtag Tom Brady. Hashtag suck. I hope this loss depresses you so bad that you hardly have sex with your supermodel wife in your giant mansion.
All right, to be fair, those were all tweets from me. But still, I mean, I think I got a couple retweets.
You throw the ball like an old lady with a flabby arm.
So,
that's
okay.
Pretty funny.
All right, before we go any longer here, because we got all next hour, too, to talk about this. What is your prediction for the Super Bowl, Hunter? Yes.
Man. I really don't. I think I'm split 100 right down the middle. Right down the middle. And I'm not saying it because I'm biased towards Tom and I want Tom to win. I'm saying it because Chiefs have a lot of crucial offensive linemen out. There's going to be a weird thing at the line in the trenches. Whatever happens there is going to determine this game. I'm saying it could go either way. If I were to have $1,000 of my money to bet, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably flip a coin.
I'm going to say Chiefs 35, Bucks 17. That's 35, my
17.
Yeah.
That's not a bad. I mean, yeah, if the Bucks lose, it might be that.
When the Bucks lose.
You want them to lose so bad. You're so biased against them. You don't look at the other side of it. You only see the Chiefs and how good the Chiefs are, and you don't even want to do research with the Bucks because you don't like them. You don't like Tom. You don't like – so in your brain, you're like, they're just going to lose.
I don't –
you're one of those guys.
I would agree with you if it was Brady and Mahomes in Mahomes' first Super Bowl. But Mahomes has gone through it now, and we've watched it time and time again. Yeah, they had an ugly season, but they still – Mahomes still put up amazing numbers. Brady, I just don't think is going to get the job done with the rest of the team. And I'm not putting it all on Brady. I'm just putting it on the rest of the team. When you look at the weapons that the Chiefs have, even when they play poorly, they could still play poorly and put up 35 points.
The only thing that you got to consider is, I mean, yes, it's Mahomes' second. He's his second trip to the Super Bowl.
Really, it should be his third.
Super Bowl experience is a real thing. That's 100% proven real thing. That the more experience you have in a Super Bowl, the more comfortable you are in certain situations. I don't see that's another factor you got to throw in there. Yes, Kansas City's better. They have a more solid team. But then you got some weird factors on the other side that are like, oh, man.
But see, Brady's the only one who's been to that many Super Bowls. The rest of his team hasn't. You got a lot of guys.
It just so happens that he's the QB and runs the offense.
Yeah, and that's good. But there, like we just saw right there, he's yelling at his teammates for crying. His teammates are experiencing this for the first time. And also the fact that they're home, that's added pressure. I think that's added pressure. I know people are saying home field advantage. It's the Super Bowl. There's no real thing as home field advantage in that sense because it's not like it's going to be chock full of Tampa Bay fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. They're still playing at their home field. Yeah. There's a little bit of advantage there.
I'll say a little, but again, though, it's not like all of Tampa Bay's. It's not like you got season ticket holders there. That doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And add in the fact of all the people that got first responders, they could all be Chiefs fans, you know? That's 7,800 people right there.
I think you just really dig it.
I'm laying it out there.
They're at home, for God's sakes. They're in Tampa Bay. There's an advantage.
You're saying I'm being blinded by my hatred for Tom. I think you're being blinded by your love for Tom. I think that's what we can chalk it up to.
I love Patrick Mahomes, and I think the Chiefs are fantastic. I've never talked trash ever about the Chiefs. I've always given them every single thing that they deserve.
You were giving them crap all year. I got recordings of it. It's terrible, Hunter. You don't know.
About what? Name one. Since year one Patrick Mahomes came, you thought Patrick Mahomes was the worst quarterback ever.
I think
the
I got
first year he came. Now what? Now you're totally 180 on that.
I think
the first year you said he was trash. He will never amount to anything. Everybody's on board of a guy who's never going to amount to anything. Look at him now.
I got it written down right here. Hunter said he wanted Patrick Mahomes' dog to be run over by a car. That's look at this. You said that, Hunter. That's terrible, man.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
God.
You know, now I'm leaning into it. You know, I hope he does. You know, I never said that. Yeah, I never said that ever.
Look, I'm just reporting the facts here, buddy. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more. It's the Blammy Morning Show. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We are
everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Yeah. Come on.
724, Brock Hunter.
Yo.
All right. Obviously, we want to give as much time as possible to talk about the big game. And by that, I mean the big ping pong game going on this weekend, right?
Big swimming match.
Yeah, big swimming match. All right, let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, so what, you're never thirsty, not even during the big game. Bud Distributing.
All right, sounds like we got a massive delay, so I'm going to give you a few seconds to respond to a few of these texts I had just gotten. So Donnie says, Brock's upset because the Bucs beat the Packers 2 weeks ago. Rub it in. That's what Donnie says. Brian texted me. This is Brian, the Brian you know. He says, rub it in, goat, Brady, number one, goat, with the goat emojis. And he says, rub it in. So that's coming from them, not me. So let that be known. So.
Okay.
Moving on. Pro football, if everything goes to a plan this weekend, there are going to be 25,000 fans in the stands at the Tom Brady Invitational this weekend. The NFL is figuring out a way to make sure everyone has a mask and get some hand sanitizer when they enter the stadium. Among those 25,000 fans in attendance will be 7,500 healthcare workers who were given free tickets by the NFL and 30,000 cardboard cutouts sitting in the seats. So pretty cool there. I'm glad the NFL kind of stepped up and did that. Yeah. Our healthcare workers this past year had some major tasks to deal with, and that's the least they deserve. So a big thank you to healthcare workers out there, and enjoy the big game this weekend. So more on that. The mayor of Tampa, Jane Castor, she joked that if Tom Brady wins the big game with the Bucs, she'll rename the city in his honor. Tampa Bay could become Tampa Bay. Stay tuned. That's crazy. The guy's been there for like a year.
They have to call
it, rename the city over there.
Call it Loser Bay. That's what they're going to have to call it. Loser Bay.
Oh, no, this is Tampa, not Green Bay. We're not talking about Green Bay. This
good
is Tampa
for you.
Bay.
Good for you. I don't know. It's better to lose the game before than actually lose the Super Bowl, because if we lost the Super Bowl, I would be so much more distraught. So it's all right. Rodgers got his MVP. He's going to get a contract. I'm fine.
Got to get to the Super Bowl to lose it. But, all right. Kansas City Chiefs dodged a bullet as a barber who was helping out the team tested positive for the old Coroni. Center Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson got caught up in the mess and are now dealing with health precautions. Superstar quarterback, you guys know him, Patrick Mahomes. He was in line to get his hair cut. He was going to get his hair cut by this guy. Luckily, it didn't happen. Mahomes still safe to play in the big game.
I'm going to say this with 100% confidence. If Brady or Mahomes or any all-star came down with the coronavirus, if they tested positive, they wouldn't say anything about it. They'd let him play. I guarantee it. Could you imagine? Could you imagine what would – dude, the people wouldn't care. And no one would really consider it a win. Like, if one of the big – if the backups had to play in the Super Bowl, people would just be like, and I mean, nothing you can do about it, But I honestly...
Imagine what you said happens, all right? And we'll use the Chiefs for an example because the Chiefs are up and coming. Uh-huh. So the Chiefs play Patrick Mahomes 2 weeks after the big game, after they win, which they're not, but if they did, they're like, oh, yeah, he had Corona the whole time. Yeah. Dude, that would destroy the Chiefs franchise. The franchise would just be destroyed.
I don't think they would have to keep it under lock and key like so much. I know there would be, but it's the same thing with the controversy surrounding Brady. They have kept that. There was a big deal, and then it just went away. It just went away because you don't let your superstars who bring in all this money for the NFL
carry baggage.
You don't do it. They bury stuff so much. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that would be so wild. And yeah. I hope nothing like that. I mean, we got a few days here, guys, but please.
Yeah. Watch, they just won't test. We're not going to risk it. Screw it. We're not going to worry about it. We're not going to worry about it. Everyone's good. Oh, you took it. You're fine. All right, here we go. Let's do it. Because that would
Patrick, just don't breathe for four quarters. Just don't breathe. Get out there. Throw some.
That would decimate the Super Bowl this year. Absolutely decimate it. So, of course, that'd be the only way Brady could win is if Mahomes got knocked out with coronavirus.
Right. Just like the other six Super Bowls he won. Right.
What's your final prediction?
Final prediction, like I said, I'm 50-50 down the middle. If I had $1,000 of my own money, I don't know what I'd bet on. I'd have to bet on the team that I want to win, the Bucs.
What if Brady's the GOAT? You should bet on the GOAT, right?
I mean, yeah,
right.
Obviously,
think. Your lack of faith is disturbing.
What are you trying to lure me into? I'm not a moron around football like you are. So I understand he's the GOAT, but I still understand that Patrick Mahomes, Kelsey,
Brady's got six rings. He's the GOAT. It shouldn't matter. He's done it all by himself. He should win. Put the money on Brady.
He's lost three Super Bowls.
I know. He lost to a backup in Eli Manning twice. But he's the GOAT, though. He's the GOAT, and he just had off days. It's fine.
He's in the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers isn't. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be playing for Green Bay next year.
Everyone, put your money on the GOAT. You need to bet on the GOAT. You bet on Tom Brady because he is the GOAT. He's probably going to have 36 touchdowns on Sunday. It's going to be a massacre because he's the GOAT. He got all his interceptions out of the way against Green Bay. He got them all out of the way. Everyone's well-rested.
Still won.
Thank God Brady was there because the rest of his team didn't do anything. Thank God
he's there because if Green Bay was there, it wouldn't even be a game. Brady threw three interceptions and still won. Could you imagine if Green Bay was playing?
It's unbelievable. I bet you Brady decided to save himself because he knew that they were going to win anyway. So he's like, you know what? I'll just let Green Bay have three interceptions. I'll only have 73% passer rating. Yeah. I don't want to overdo it before the big game. I don't want to overdo it. I'll let my team handle the rest of it. That's what we'll do.
History repeats itself.
I don't think the Bucs have a chance. I don't think it'll be a blowout. But I don't think they have a chance. I told you last hour, my prediction is 35-17.
35-17.
Yep, 35-17.
All right, I did it the last two times he's won Super Bowls with you. I got to do it again on Monday. If the Bucs win, will you say Tom Brady is the GOAT?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Why not?
Because it's a team sport. And for some reason, everyone...
But you can say Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT.
Because
what's the difference?
Stats. It's straight-up stats.
It's a team sport.
It's stats. See, what you guys do,
it's all his receivers.
You get hung up. It's receivers. Oh, my God. Because, again, according to you and according to everyone out there, with the rings, right? That's why you're saying he's the GOAT, right? Because of the rings?
That and many other things.
He doesn't have the highest passer rating, stats, charisma. He's not number one. He's not number one in most of the stats. That's what I don't. What are you talking about?
It's a lot of them.
Not a lot of them. And the only thing, if you look at like playoffs and everything, but again, when it comes to it, the ring debate it should be dead in the water because if that's the case, then quarterbacks like Eli Manning. Are better than like Aaron Rodgers. They're better than Steve Young. How many Super Bowls does Steve Young have? One?
don't know. Probably.
Anyway, Eli Manning is better than all those other quarterbacks that just have one Super Bowl rating because he has two. You can't do the ring argument. You can't do the ring argument. And Brady is beat in stats by – actually, Drew Brees should be the GOAT if you want to look at it, if you want to look at stats. It should.
You just keep throwing the dirt over your shoulder.
You guys go by rings, and you can't do that in a team sport. Am I saying Brady is garbage? Well,
Listen to you. You sound flustered. You sound like you're just trying so hard to justify that what's so obvious that everybody is talking about.
What's frustrating is people get hung up on the rings thing. It's a team sport, and to say Brady has won all these Super Bowls by himself is insane. Yeah, six rings is impressive. There's no doubt about that. But he is not the GOAT. It's stats, when you look at overall stats, not even close. Not even close to the GOAT.
I'm pretty sure all these other quarterbacks would say that he's the GOAT.
No.
I'm pretty sure a lot of them have.
There's people out there.
These are the guys who are in direct competition with him.
And there's people that say that Rodgers is the GOAT. No, there's people saying Drew Brees is the GOAT.
You? That's it. You're the only one.
Just me.
You're the only one.
I'm the only one, Hunter. I'm the only one in the entire world.
Shannon Sharp, the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan, finally this past week was like, all right, guys, I'm sorry. I can't go. I'm not on board anymore.
Okay. So we'll take Shannon Sharp's word. We'll go with Shannon and Skip, the end all be all. That's just where I stand. You think Brady is. I think Rodgers is. Some people think Drew Brees is. It's no end to it, but it's all right.
A little lopsided, but all right.
Yeah, a little lopsided. Again, you just when you go with the stats, you have no argument against stats. You have none. No one does. When you look at how you play the game, there's people that have outplayed Brady. But again, just because of the Super Bowl appearances.
You get it out. You got anything else?
Right there. That's you say I sound flustered. You have no argument with it. You can't argue with stats.
I don't have to argue. That's the thing. You don't understand.
It's a team sport. It's a team sport. Absolutely. You can't say that he's won them by himself. You can't. And call him the GOAT on a team sport. Yeah.
It's hard to listen to. It really is hard to listen to.
So Brady and his three interceptions won the game for the Bucs last week. That was all Brady.
Brady in a couple crucial situations kept that team alive.
The crucial. Okay. Yep. All right.
Two of them were tipped. Yep. But, yep. All right.
Because no other quarterback in crucial situations has done good. That's it.
Rodgers, your GOAT folded in three crucial situations where they could have won that game easily. So.
Yep. Oh, but let's not talk about calls either. We can't talk about calls. We can't bring that in either.
What calls? He threw the ball to the other team. There's no call on that. That's Rodgers.
What are you talking about? Rodgers' one pick where there was a clear holding?
The one pick in the three and outs.
Where literally every person has said, well, that was a missed call, but it's they let him play. I mean, what are you talking about?
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.